Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The left fielder, Thomas Howard. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Lewis. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dave Otto. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The DH, Randy Reddy. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Lance Blankenship. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Scott Brosius. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bob Welch. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Berga hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lansford strikes out. Two outs. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Reddy takes first base on ball four. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Whiten hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Whiten moves to second. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Lance Blankenship batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Blankenship takes first base on ball four. Steinbach moves to second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bordick for the out. Steinbach moves to third. Blankenship moves to second. Two outs. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brosius hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Alomar is hit by the pitch. Kenny Lofton, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into right center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Reddy hits a pop-up into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell bunts for a single. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiten is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whiten hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. There goes Bell. The throw from Steinbach and he is out, Bordick applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire strikes out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Steinbach strikes out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Lofton throws the ball into Jacoby, who tags Wilson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorrento strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Alomar is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Blankenship is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground, foul, into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Blankenship reaches second base with a double. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. Bordick bunts towards the mound. Otto fields it and throws to first for the out. Blankenship moves to third. One out. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brosius is 0-for-1 in the game. Brosius hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 0. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lofton is 0-for-2 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Berga is 0-for-2 in the game. Berga hits a line drive for a single. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Reddy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reddy hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1-0. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 0. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Parrott now pitching. Mark Whiten batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Whiten is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whiten for the out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sorrento is 0-for-2 in the game. Sorrento hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Plunk now pitching. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a pop-up towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a line drive towards first. Sorrento reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blankenship is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis hits a fly ball into right field. Brocious settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 3 in the game. Lofton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Brown pinch hits for Scott Brocious. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lance Blankenship now playing right field. Jerry Brown now playing second base. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard strikes out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 0 for 3 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines pinch hits for Randy Reddy. Kevin Wickender now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baines hits a pop-up towards short. Lewis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Olin now pitching. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McGuire is 0 for 3 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Olin fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 1, and Oakland Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.